Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes bunts towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Gardner moves to third. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Welch moves to second. One out. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welch moves to third. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Welch scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-0 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Welch. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan throws the ball into Young, who tags Morton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Neill scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Perkins moves to second. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hasty strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perkins scores. McGowan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brugge pinch hits for Bob Hasty. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Curly Ogden now pitching. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Wamsgans moves to second. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wamsgans moves to third. Wood moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Young reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ogden. McInnes moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. McInnes moves to third. One out. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Callaway pinch runs for Cy Perkins. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 3 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.